Good morning.
I think I should probably address you as Mr. Webb.
That's what the students call me.
Yes. You keeping in touch with your kids?
Yeah, we've been trying to make contact once a week with some of our students, and we try to make videos and just keep them on their toes.
You're also making music with the Holler Boys, and the song that I wanted to share with everybody today has special meaning. Adam, tell me the name of the song and how this come to be.
So the name of the song is This Life Ain't Long Enough. And my dad would send me random song ideas sometimes, and they just seemed some words I thought about and never really worked out. And over the years of writing songs, he sent me one, and this past May that was thinking about my mom, and he said, this life ain't long enough for loving you. He said, I was thinking about your mom, and it made me tear up. And I'm like, man, that's a good one. And I got to thinking about my wife and I was like, we used to always say, hey, I got to go before you do because I can't live without you. And then I imagine, you know, our parents have been married for 33 years. That's a long time, and I've only been married for almost 5. So, you know, can't imagine how their love is. And so we started texting back and forth, and we finished it out and wrote it, and then we got busy over the summer. So that was the first song and the only song actually I ever wrote with my dad. So we finished it, and then we kind of played all summer and got busy. And then it was kind of foretelling. It was a God thing, you know, with the words of the song, talking about waiting on your loved one in heaven. And my dad found out in September that he had stage 4 brain cancer, and we were going to record a new song called New Tattoo. And we decided to surprise Dad and record this song for him and not tell him. So the whole time, he's probably thinking, why is he sending me videos from the studio and stuff? So we had the whole song recorded, and we were just, and he was actually doing really well with all his cancer treatments and everything. And we were waiting for the final mix to come back from the studio, and I was going to go with him one day out there, and they wasn't quite finished yet, so they needed about another week or two, which was fine. You know, at the time, we didn't think it was going to be that day that he passed. But instead, we drove to the refuge and looked at ducks and talked about God and heaven, and he told me he was ready. And I didn't get to sit and show him the song that exact day, but that conversation meant more than anything. And after Dad passed suddenly from a blood clot 2 days later, it was devastating to not show him the song. But Mom didn't know we were recording it either. So, because you know they can't keep secrets, but we didn't tell her. So we ended up showing it to Mom, and I think it ended up being a gift from Dad to Mom.
I tell you what, the backstory here with this, and folks that follow the Holler Boys and you on social media and whatever, kind of seen this. But for everybody else that hasn't, I'm encouraging them, and I'll put y'all's links up there to your Facebook pages and whatever. But follow the Holler Boys from Union County and find out this story here, because it's something, dude. And I really feel like, I think it's the Lord kind of working in a wild way, I guess, man.
Yeah. I mean, the timing was awful, but I mean, Dad's funeral was the weekend before everything shut down with the coronavirus. And we have a lot of friends and family that came, and just the timing, he didn't have to be here through all this stuff and worry about going to St. Louis. And I mean, it's awful, but, you know, sometimes you have to look at things in different aspects.
This Life Ain't Long Enough. I'm going to play it here in a second. And if folks want to get it, they just go to wherever they can download stuff, right?
Yep. Any platform, Pandora, iTunes, Spotify, wherever if you use Google it, it'll show up.
Okay. This Life Ain't Long Enough by the Holler Boys and Adam Webb, my guest this morning, our Campaign for Kindness. We're going to share this with you today, and I hope that you can share it with some of your family as well. Adam, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Kent.